She's going to tell you a little bit about herself, and then in a moment, when she's done her story, I'm going to invite up here those who are here in support and are going to maybe pray over her or read a scripture or whatever it is that they might end up doing. So let's get you a mic. That's a great call. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Kelsey Rempel.
David was supposed to go first, but oh well.
Oh, was he?
It's okay.
Okay, never mind.
No,
go, sit down.
No, I'm going first.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Oh, you're right. It's so true, though. He was supposed to go first. Sorry. That was my bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
It was.
Hey.
Do you want to spend some more time on that?
No.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit. Hey, my name is Kelsey. I've been going to Crossroads for about 2 years now. I've been a believer as long as I can remember because I grew up going to church with my family. Mm. So Rob gave me a couple questions to guide my long speech. How did I meet Christ? I guess, like for real, when I was a teenager, so rewind a couple of years, I was kind of bitter and sad. I didn't think anyone liked me, so I spent a lot of time sulking, and that's kind of boring. So just like sitting around sulking, so I wanted to read my Bible. I opened it right to the very middle, and I read, of course, Ecclesiastes, which is the perfect book for a sulking teenager.
That's so true. Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
So, a lot of angst.
Yeah, I wrote perfect book
angsty.
For an angsty teen.
Yeah, angsty.
So it spoke to me very personally about all the things I was frustrated about with the world and what I was supposed to do about it. So I felt like God was telling me that he loved me more than anyone ever could. I was looking for love from the other kids at school, and they weren't really giving me what I needed, so that was what God did for me.
Right.
So that's
right.
How I got to know Christ in the first place. So fast forward to now, how has Jesus changed my life? In a lot of ways. So what I learned was that I was chasing after material things, things of the world, relationships, success, but I found that after I chased after God, everything else seemed less important. So being a Christian means I'm trying to be more like Jesus every day and that I need him. The times that I felt most fulfilled and successful are times where I felt I'm doing God's work. So Camp Squia has been a big thing in my life. I've gone there for 5 summers, and I recommend that you go.
This is a camp t-shirt as well. You look down, okay.
Yeah. So not only involving him in my life, but depending on him to give me strength and energy to serve other people. And any time that I do that in regular life other than Camp Squia, it's been really good as well. Mm-hmm. So today I want to be baptized because I felt committed to Jesus for a long time, and now I've found a church that I feel really supports me. And yeah, I just feel like this is a really good time in my life to do this because I'm just finishing up university, and it's like kind of the next stage of life. I'm committing to God, and yeah, I'm going to be a teacher starting in September.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is just the next stage of life, and I feel like I want to really commit to God for that. So, of course, I'm going to read you a verse from Ecclesiastes, because that's what I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So, 3:11-13. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into a man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive there is nothing better to do than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man.
Amen. I'm going to ask any friends or family if they would come forward. How we'd like to do it here at Crossroads is to have someone come and pray for or share a word of blessing over Kelsey. And I think you've chosen somebody to do that. Could you call them forward for me?
Leanne.
Very good. And while Leanne's coming, I should tell you a little something about not a bet, but a commitment, a promise that Kelsey and David made, actually, the last time we had a baptism, and it was the next time this comes around, you and me, we're going in the water. So thanks for honoring that commitment to each other, actually. That's, I think, how we can work as a faith family. Leanne, great to have you up here. Would you pray for your friend or whatever you're planning to do? Thank you.
All right. So I've been at Camp Squia with Kelsey since the beginning, and she came to Squia by herself, and I think that's when God really shows himself, when you do something that is not in your normal trajectory of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's when really we saw a lot of growth in those decisions. So I'm going to pray for Kelsey.
Before you do that, can I ask the young Alice, you want to come up? Just come on up and lay your hands on this girl and encourage her. And any other, no, not your family, just the young Alice. Oh, yeah, of course, your family too. Please come if you would. Family, that's okay if you have to, right? Sure. Family, okay. And Leanne, if you would pray for her. And then we're going to all huddle, guys. You're welcome to remain, and we're going to huddle around the tank. And I'm going to baptize her. And when she comes up out of the water, and this is a word for everybody, when Kelsey comes up out of the water, it is like cheering. It's off the roof, okay? So let's go. Leanne, when you're ready.
God, thank you so much for Kelsey. And thank you for all the gifts that you've given her and the desire in her heart to pursue you and to look for you for wisdom. Thank you for walking with her through the ups and downs of this human life and just guiding her to a place where she can wholeheartedly say, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I want my life to look like, and I'm gonna walk with you. So it's a good walking partner, so thank you for showing yourself to Kelsey, and we're so excited for the future and the ways that she can shine for you in the classroom, in any other avenue of life. God, you've blessed us with Kelsey here, and we pray for wisdom and safety, and that she would just feel you as she goes on from this point. Thank you so much for all that you do for all of us, and thank you for this wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. You can leave the mic there, man. Kelsey, come. Everyone else, if you could just surround and behind here, that would be great. I'm going to get you, Kelsey, to just... Where are you going? We're baptizing you now. Oh, yeah, I have that problem too. If you could. I don't know why they're laughing. That's weird, eh?
What am I doing?
You're going to get in there, actually. Okay, so that may or may not work. Just step in there. Is it going to be a problem in being in front of the speaker like this, James? Okay. Come on in, guys. Come on in closer. Here we go. If you could have a seat there, I'll do the rest, okay? Since you have confidently, happily, proudly placed your faith in Christ and you've decided to shape your life after and follow him, I count it a privilege as your pastor and as your friend to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There you go. There it is. Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah. Your towel. Oh, way to go, Courtney. Good job. Fantastic. So what I'm going to ask you to do, so we got you a path that way, and we'll let you go out that way, and you can get changed. Thanks, buddy. Good. Family and friends, thanks for that support. You can have a seat. And I'm going to now ask, well, David can't have a seat because I'm going to ask him to come up now. David Wojcie, if you would, please. We're going to baptize you next, sir, because I missed you on the first round. Thanks for adjusting the speaker. Okay, so maybe if you could, yes. Beauty. A little bit more? I love these guys at the back. They're so flex. It's awesome. Can I give Kelsey's baptismal certificate to somebody? A family to hold? Or even, no, you're not family, I know, but you're a friend. This will be for David. Do you want to take Jillian's as well? No, okay. All right, David. Tell us your story.
Okay, so I just wrote it all down on my phone, so
awesome.
I'm just going to read from my phone.
Yep.
I allowed Jesus into my heart and life during one of my earliest memories at a Sunday school class at Promontory Church. I was always sure that Christ was the right choice, and my parents were a great influence in that decision and taught me how to live a life that glorified him. However, I truly came to know the Lord during my stay at Cape and Ray Bible school called Bodenseehof in Germany from 2012 to 2013. It was during that time that I focused much of my thoughts and efforts on learning the Word of God, what it meant to be a follower of Christ, and how important it was to keep myself in a healthy environment with people that could keep me positive and accountable. When I look back on my life now, it is very easy to see that God has been guiding me the whole way through suffering and through good times. He brought me closer to to him, providing me with a community of supporters, friends, and a few mentors as well. He gave me work when I needed it and took away work when it was time to move on. Mm-hmm. He gave me my wife, Courtney, and is teaching me how to lead that relationship and what it means to sacrifice and be humble. He gave me a passion for music and showed me how to use it for good. This year, I got married, moved out, started a new job, turned 21, and now I'm choosing to be baptized into his name to affirm my commitment to the Lord that was made so many years ago. And I look forward to what he has to teach me and guide me in the coming years.
Was that? Fantastic. So I think you've asked somebody to pray for you as well. But as Dale's coming, I'm going to ask others if they would come forward too that would, like Kelsey, just surround him and encourage David in this time and commit him even silently as your own prayer. That would be awesome.
It's going.
It's pretty cool when you hear the stories, how reflective they are of the personalities and the people. So, David, you got really thoughtful, analytical processing. And Kelsey, a bit about her challenge and her struggle to find her identity in Christ, then locking it pretty solidly there. And then you're going to hear Jill's story, which is different too. Dale, can I ask you to pray when you're ready? And then we'll baptize Dave.
Okay. Dear Jesus, we thank you for bringing this day and David's choice. And Lord, one thing I sense in David is that he has an assurance of that you exist and that you're the best way for him to live. And I pray that you would keep growing his faith in you, in his head and emotionally in his heart too, that he would feel it and enjoy being close to you. And Lord, there will be challenges, and sometimes he will have to seek you and make challenging decisions. And God, I pray that David would know that he should turn to you in those times, and life apart from you is not good, and life with you is great. So thank you for David, and that he's able to have such a assurance that you are with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll take that. And if you could similarly just surround the baptismal, that would be awesome. And I did give David the option of a swimsuit, but he's going the gentleman way. He's going in fully clothed. I like it. That's commitment, isn't it, Courtney? Yeah. How is that? Is that weird at all? It's weird for me. All right. Again, because I like the way Dale expressed it. You have this confidence, and you've measured up a life with God against a life without God. And even though you've grown up with that quite a bit, you've made it your own. So since you have done so, I count it a privilege as your pastor and your friend to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And yes! Excellent. So towel, I don't know. I don't know what towel is really going to be helpful in this situation, but fair enough. We want to welcome the grade 3s and 4s who have stepped into our time this morning because we think it's a value for them to be here. And I know Jackie was wanting to see these as their teacher, so we're glad you're here, grades 3, 4. Kelsey, glad to have you back. David, hurry back when you can. I'll keep talking long enough so we can give you time to hear maybe some of Jillian's story. Jillian Clausen, if you would come forward, and then in a moment I'm going to ask family and friends if they would do the same and come, and I think Mom and Dad are going to pray over you or something of that nature, or maybe others. So would you welcome Jillian Clausen?
I just realized I wrote way more than everyone else, and I'd like to start off by answering Rob's question. I wore these shorts because I wanted to. I didn't lose a bet.
Okay.
Okay, just thought I'd get that up
there. You won a bet. I thought you won a bet, actually.
No.
Okay.
I just like these shorts.
And so you should.
Okay. I started going to Crossroads at the very young age of zero. I grew up with two loving parents, two sisters. I accepted Christ into my heart here at Sunday school when I was 5 years old. Didn't really know what it meant. All I knew was something I really wanted to do. What I didn't know was that once you've accepted God into your heart once, he's there forever if you choose to keep him. I remember praying every single night, accepting God into my heart again because I didn't think he would stay if I didn't. Crossroads has always been a huge part of who I am. I remember Pastor Rob coming to my house one evening when I was 5 or 6 and prayed with me because I went through a period where I didn't sleep at night. Do you remember that?
I do.
From a young age, I had a smaller comfort zone and some anxieties, but I was very blessed to grow up in the home I did. My parents wanted me to grow up to know God and live life to my full potential. I had two sisters who were my friends, and the most Christ-like grandmas, grandpas, uncles, aunts, and cousins who made me feel loved. I didn't always have the very easiest time at school because I didn't make friends very easily, but this didn't bother me that much because all I did was read anyways. I remember my elementary school would make us go outside for lunch and recess, but I would hide inside the bathroom reading novels, hoping no one would catch me. Throughout elementary school, I kept my family and friends and faith close, and my lack of friends and not that great grades didn't really seem to matter. Middle school came, and along that came more changes. I started to make some friends and began to try harder in school. I still held on to my faith and didn't always get along with my family during this time, though. As middle school went on, things started to change. A lot of the friends I had didn't exactly turn out people who I wanted to associate myself with, but I did stay close with one of my friends. Things kind of took a turn in grade 8. She decided she wanted to make my life miserable, and she started to talk bad about me behind my back and just made me feel really bad about myself. But she was really all I had for friends, so I kind of hung on to her like a lost puppy, even though I was miserable when I was with her. This time in my life started to spark a lot of anxiety and fear. I began to dread going to school because I felt so lonely and unhappy there. During this time, I didn't trust God very much and began to be angry with him, which took a huge toll on how I treated others. After a year of this happening, I decided to leave Rosedale for High Road Academy without really saying anything to anyone. Going into High Road, I had these expectations that things were just going to be great. What I didn't know that by dropping everything and leaving, I was just bringing my problems with me because I didn't give them up to God. I tried to hide them by leaving, but I did make some good friends at High Road, but during this time, I wasn't very happy with who I was and was just really anxious a lot of the time. I started to dread school again, and for the first time in my life, I started to feel really socially anxious and unacceptable. It felt like everyone who was talking in groups was talking about me, even though I knew this wasn't true. It was just lies I told myself. I started to make some bad decisions as a result of the fear I built up, but some of my truest friends during this time stayed loyal. One of my friends cared so much that she set me up to meet with Greg because they wanted me to be happy and not beat myself up over things I couldn't control. This changed my life because for one of the first times, I felt like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders. Things didn't change right away, but throughout the course of this year, I had been learning to accept myself and cast my burdens and anxieties onto him. Something that's made a huge impact on my life, I'm probably going to get judged for this because everyone here works at Squia, but was working at Camp Stillwood for the past two summers.
Ooh, that's terrible. I don't know if we can baptize you, actually. Sorry, thank you. I love the way you play along like that. That's awesome. Good job, buddy.
Here I made some amazing friends and felt loved like never before. Working there has made me realize that I had a potential of a servant's heart and helped me to realize the potential I never knew I had. In fact, I go back to Stillwood this evening for the next 9 weeks. I can't wait to see what God has in store for me this summer. The last few months I've been experiencing true joy that comes from the Lord, and instead of running from my problems, which just made me feel worse, I've been learning how to conquer him. You probably all know Jeremiah 29:11, but it's my favorite verse, so I'm going to read it anyway. For I know the plans for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. The reason I'm getting baptized today is because I'm done hiding in shame and guilt that I felt in the past, and I want to live a life for God. I'm excited for what the future holds.
Awesome. Klassen Clan, if you would come forward, and friends otherwise of Jillian's at this time, and offer a prayer and a blessing on her, and maybe even pray for her shorts. You know, I said, because you won, that, I think you got to choose
they're
what you wanted.
Good,
they are.
The shirts rock. The shirts rock.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I don't know what that means. There is a mic, I think. Greg, if you want to hand it there. Carrie, will that be for you to take, or Steve, or both of you? Okay. That's weird.
Just a quick verse for Jillian. Psalm 139:14, There's a couple of versions that says, I praise you, or I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. I have four speeches to do this week, Rob. For some reason, this feels the hardest. Mm. Three retirements and a board meeting presentation. They seem like nothing. So this is very meaningful today, Jillian. Mm-hmm. That verse to me says, God was intentional on the way he made you. And you've been unique right from the get-go, and that's good, because he has a plan for you with that. And just for the grads, too, I know that we always talk about God has a plan for my life, right? And I remember coming out of grade 12, and I didn't have a plan, and I thought, well, I don't have a plan. What am I going to do with myself? I'm supposed to have a plan. And I think there's even more pressure nowadays on as you get it through grade 12 and you get to a certain age, you have to have a plan. But God takes care of the details. Yeah. And I think we just need to be in the moment. And right now, Jillian, you've been called to Stillwood. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, you're quite a rock star up there.
I believe it.
And the kids love you, and you're a huge impact. And so the plan for you right now, because God intentionally made you this way, is that you're going to be an influence at Stillwood for this summer. So we commission you there, and Mom and I are super proud of the step you're taking today.
Yep. Amen.
Okay, we'll make this quick. So Jillian truly did start here when she was zero. I was 8 months pregnant when we came to Crossroads, so that'll be 17 years this summer. And it takes a village to raise a child, and you see these family members and friends, and they've all been here with us. Jillian's had a lot of challenges over the years with anxiety, and that's been difficult for me, and that makes a mother anxious. And so we prayed a lot, and we prayed that this day would come, and we're happy that it's here.
Yeah.
And okay, Philippians 1, 9, 10. Mm. 9 and 10. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. And today, as you leave for camp, I know you're right where you're supposed to be. It's your third summer. The kids at camp will be so fortunate to have you as their counselor. May your love and guidance lead many children to Christ. We love you.
I did mention this earlier, Jill. The Adrians are at a ball tournament, and yet they wanted to be remembered to you. So this is from the Adrian family, longtime friends of the Clausens. Jill, unfortunately, we couldn't make it today, but wanted to send you this wire. That's so old school. Anyway, I wish they'd join us in this century. Really, they're great people. So, Jill, they say here, Jillian, we love your smile, your laugh, your zest of life, and your sense of humor. Well, it's random, but we love you for it anyway. You have made us Adrians laugh a lot. You've made me laugh a lot, Jill. Thanks for that. We have known you for a long time and are so happy to hear that you are getting baptized today. We've noticed over the years the paths that you've chosen, that your desire is to follow God. And this is just another example of that. We are so proud of you. We can't wait to see what God has in store for you. Here is a verse for you today from them. You might recognize it. From Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And he will. Amen? All right. Is someone going to pray for my friend Jillian? Would anybody want to do that? Her aunt is awesome.
Somehow I ended up holding the mic here. So
I know it's dangerous to be that close to the mic, Jackie, exactly. Honestly. Please, if you would, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for Jillian. We're so happy that she's part of our life, and we're so happy for the woman that she's becoming, and we're so thrilled with the step of baptism. And we pray, Lord, that you will give her wisdom and guide her in that path as she heads off to camp and grade 12 and further than that. We just We just thank you that you're always with her and you love her just the way she is. Mm-hmm. We just pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay. Can I give that to you, Carrie, for you to hold for Jillian? That will mark this day as a special day. Perfect. If you guys would want to assemble around the baptismal where you can, if we can have some people over here too, that would be great. Yeah, you get Grandma front row as close as you need to want to. Well, this is the splash zone, so be careful. It's like going to like SeaWorld, right? The plexiglass is not going to save you. I'm not saying you're a whale, by the way, just so we're clear. Whoa, that's so we're clear. Okay. Actually, you know what? Can I have you guys come on over here so the folks that are over there can maybe see and just draw in? And if you need, I should have mentioned this earlier, but if you need to stand to see, I noticed the guys up there, that's a good move. You just come on over, right? So, Jill, if you want to come in here.
It's gotten colder.
It has gotten colder? Wah, wah. Okay. That's pretty nice, though. I'm going to ask you to move up a bit so I don't slam your head on that, okay? Oh, no, okay. That way. There we go. All right, my friend. Wow, great story. Thanks for sharing that. Since you have made that confession of faith, which is, oh, I love Jesus, and I'm not going to hide anymore. I want to live out in the open, a faith life with him that is the richest way to live. I count it a privilege as your pastor and your friend to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There you go, my friend. Good stuff. Love it. All right. Thank you so much, family and friends. You're welcome to take a seat. I'm going to ask our worship team to come forward. I think it'd be great just to sing. Danny, I'll let you figure out what song you want to lead in, whatever you think might reflect what's going on. Search your bank of four songs there, and let's sing a song together. Next week is Father's Day, so we'll be talking about the